DeepEnglish.com.
Rule Breakers, Active Speaking, Part C. Socrates claimed to know nothing. He believed he was wise because he recognized his own ignorance. Who claimed to know nothing? Socrates claimed to know nothing. Did he recognize his own ignorance? Yes, he recognized his own ignorance. Socrates created a debating system, which is now called the Socratic method. What is his debating system now called? His debating system is now called the Socratic method. It involves Socrates asking people seemingly simple questions. What kind of questions did he ask people? He asked people seemingly simple questions. He questioned conventional Greek wisdom and forced people to think logically about problems not obvious to them. What did he question? He questioned conventional Greek wisdom. What did he force people to think logically about? He forced people to think logically about problems not obvious to them. The answer to Socrates' questions usually turned out to be very simple. Did they turn out to be very simple or difficult? They turned out to be very simple. What turned out to be very simple? The answer to Socrates' questions usually turned out to be very simple. Some people thanked him for making them think. Other people became upset because they felt he made them look foolish. What did some people thank him for? Some people thanked him for making them think. Why did other people become upset? Other people became upset because they felt he made them look foolish. Many felt Socrates threatened the establishment. What did many people feel Socrates threatened? Many people felt Socrates threatened the establishment. They thought he was an outsider who liked to rock the boat. Did they think he liked to sail the boat? No, they didn't think he liked to sail the boat. They thought he liked to rock the boat. Socrates made people feel uncomfortable. He asked difficult questions about everything and everyone. How did he make people feel? He made people feel uncomfortable. What did he ask difficult questions about? He asked difficult questions about everything and everyone. He held up a mirror to Athens and said, "Do you like what you see?" Who did he hold up a mirror to? He held up a mirror to Athens. Did he say, "Do you like what you see?" Yes, he said, "Do you like what you see?" People didn't, but instead of changing things, they punished Socrates for his honesty. What did they punish Socrates for? They punished Socrates for his honesty. He was arrested and put on trial. What happened to him? He was arrested and put on trial. Socrates was accused of corrupting the young through his ideas and teachings. Who was accused of corrupting the young? Socrates was accused of corrupting the young. The jury found him guilty. His accusers asked for the death penalty, but Socrates was allowed to suggest his own punishment. What did his accusers ask for? His accusers asked for the death penalty. What was Socrates allowed to do? Socrates was allowed to suggest his own punishment. Socrates sarcastically suggested he should be rewarded for his actions. Did he seriously suggest he should be rewarded for his actions? No, he didn't seriously suggest he should be rewarded for his actions. He sarcastically suggested he should be rewarded for his actions. He then said a small fine would be punishment enough. Did he say a small punishment would be fine enough? No, he didn't say a small punishment would be fine enough. He said a small fine would be punishment enough. The jury disagreed and sentenced him to death by drinking a cup of poison hemlock. Who disagreed? The jury disagreed. Did they sentence him to death? Yes, they sentenced him to death. friends offered to bribe the guards and free Socrates. Who offered to bribe the guards? Friends offered to bribe the guards. Why did they want to bribe the guards? They wanted to bribe the guards to free Socrates. He refused and said he wasn't afraid of death. What did he do? He refused and said he wasn't afraid of death. He would accept the law of Athens. What would he accept? He would accept the law of Athens. Socrates is often used as an example of someone who refused to abandon his or her beliefs. What is he an example of? He is an example of someone who refused to abandon his or her beliefs. Individuals who stay true to themselves and fly in the face of convention are not always remembered fondly by history. Are they always remembered fondly by history? No, they are not always remembered fondly by history. At the 1998 Japan Olympics, one figure skater thrilled audiences with her unconventional moves. What kind of moves? Unconventional moves. Did she thrill audiences with her unconventional moves? Yes, she thrilled audiences with her unconventional moves. Who thrilled audiences with her unconventional moves? One figure skater thrilled audiences with her unconventional moves. Surya Bonaly was black and muscular and didn't match the traditional image of the graceful female ice skater. What did Surya look like? Surya was black and muscular. Did she match the traditional image of the graceful female ice skater? No, she didn't match the traditional image of the graceful female ice skater. But beauty is in the eye of the beholder. What is in the eye of the beholder? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. The public loved Surya. She captured their imagination with her brazen attitude and bold style. Who loved Surya? The public loved Surya. What did she capture? She captured their imagination. Did she capture their imagination with her brazen attitude and bold style? Yes, she captured their imagination with her brazen attitude and bold style. But the judges weren't such big fans. What weren't they? They weren't such big fans. Who weren't such big fans? The judges weren't such big fans. Surya was given consistently lower marks during her career. What was she consistently given? She was consistently given lower marks. Some said this was due to racism. What did some say? Some said this was due to racism. Others said it was because Surya's skating style was so different. What did others say? Others said it was because Surya's skating style was so different. Unlike almost every other sport, the most athletic, powerful skaters don't always win. Do the most athletic, powerful skaters always win? No, the most athletic, powerful skaters don't always win. Falling somewhere in between an art and a sport, figure skating is judged on a mix of technical skill and aesthetic beauty. Is it judged on a mix of technical skating and whistling? No, it's not judged on a mix of technical skating and whistling. It's judged on a mix of technical skill and aesthetic beauty.